Cambodian opposition members say they are worried about the country becoming too dependent on aid money from China. The Chinese government recently promised more than $500 million in aid for Cambodia. Cambodian officials need about $1 billion in foreign aid each year to operate the government. The government has a foreign debt of about $9 billion. Sun Chai is with the Cambodian National Rescue Party. He says opposition officials worry about Cambodia owing large amounts of money to foreign countries, including China. He says the debt could slow Cambodia's economic growth. He says that if Cambodia depends on aid money to be able to govern the country, Cambodians could lose part of their economic independence. Critics also say the aid money should be spent in a more open, transparent manner. Sok Tu is with Kemera University in Phnom Penh. He says the Chinese aid comes with no strings attached, meaning China does not expect anything in return. He adds that the aid has no requirements for reform, such as in human rights or the judiciary system, like Western aid does. A government spokesman says Cambodia is strengthening its economy. Spokesman Pai Sipan says roads, bridges, electricity, and water have been major concerns. He says the government will now be more concerned about human resources. He adds that Cambodia needs foreign aid for investments. He adds that such help will make the country more competitive internationally. But Sun Chai says the country can do with less aid if it does a better job of collecting taxes and stopping corruption by government officials. I'm Mario Ritter. Words in this story. Opposition, noun, a group of people set up to defeat someone or something. Dependent, verb, needing help or support. Aid, noun, help, assistance. Foreign, adjective, of, about, or from another nation, not from one's own place or country. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.